Every year in California, more than 3,000 people are killed with a gun. Thousands more are seriously wounded. Later this week, a judge in San Diego hears arguments on whether gun manufacturers may be held responsible for that. More than a dozen California cities and counties are suing the gun makers, arguing they indirectly supply guns to the criminal market. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the cities are counting on one of the industry's own to help make their case.
When a criminal gets a gun, it often comes from a federally licensed dealer. A study by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms found corrupt licensees are responsible for nearly half the guns diverted to the criminal market. Attorney Robert Nelson says gun manufacturers could refuse to sell to those suspect dealers, but instead, he argues, gun makers turn a blind eye to the problem.
We have evidence that there are a number of rogue dealers out there. Manufacturers have done nothing to rein in those dealers or shut them down.
Nelson represents California cities and counties that are suing gun makers. Their lawsuit accuses companies like Smith & Wesson, Glock, and Beretta of unfair business practices and creating a public nuisance.
There are so many guns that are in the hands of criminals. They don't just appear magically. There is a method by which this happens. We believe the manufacturers know about that method, do nothing to stop it, and profit immensely from it.
A spokesman for the gun industry insists that manufacturers already cooperate with law enforcement. Larry Keene is with the National Shooting Sports Foundation, a trade group that's also a defendant in the lawsuit. He says gun makers have developed training programs to help dealers avoid selling guns to criminals. But he says gun manufacturers have no obligation to cut those dealers off.
It's not the role. In fact, it's not appropriate for the industry to regulate dealerships. That's the regulatory function of ATF.
Keene argues that if California cities want to impose new responsibilities on gun makers, they should do so in the legislature, not with a lawsuit.
These are an end run around the legislature to try to regulate a responsible industry. And they're an attempt to blame manufacturers of legal, non-defective products for crime. And that's just plain wrong.
The California City's lawsuit is one of dozens that local governments have filed against the gun industry over the last 5 years. Suits in New York and Washington have been dismissed. Others in Cincinnati, Chicago, and Detroit are still pending. The Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence has worked on many of the city's lawsuits. Brady Center lawyer Dennis Hennigan says the industry is trying its own end run with a bill in Congress that would protect gun makers from liability.
Even though the industry and the NRA continue to refer to these lawsuits as frivolous, they are deeply threatened by the lawsuits, and that's why they are pulling out all the stops to get Congress to intervene.
Hennigan says the lawsuits have already had an impact. Just as tobacco litigation helped the public look beyond individual smokers to those who supply cigarettes, Hennigan hopes this case will focus attention on those who supply criminals with their guns. To help do that, he and others are counting on the testimony of their own newfound insider.
My name is Bob Ricker. I've been involved with the gun issue since back in 1981.
Bob Ricker is a former executive director of the American Shooting Sports Council. He left the trade group several years ago after it was folded into the more conservative Shooting Sports Foundation. In a sworn statement submitted in the California lawsuit, Ricker acknowledges that gun makers have long known of steps they could take to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. He says they've deliberately avoided those steps for fear they might be seen as an admission of guilt.
Could any gun industry executive stand up and claim that they do everything they possibly can to see to it that their firearms don't fall into the wrong hands? I know from personal knowledge that they don't do everything they can. And that's really why I've decided to speak up.
Attorneys for the California cities say Ricker's testimony will be critical to their lawsuit. If it survives a challenge from the gun makers this week, the case could go to trial in April. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.